Hey y'all, welcome back to Classy Talk. This episode is kind of random, I'm not gonna lie. I had to pick up my mic, sit down and press record because there's no way, it's absolutely no way you mean to tell me I just took my last ever college final. Like what? I'm officially done with college. That makes no sense. The math is not even mathing. So I just had to sit down and record this episode because I want to just reflect. I want to just reflect on all this, on these past 3.5 years. And I think recording this episode will also help me process it all because I'm clearly just not able to wrap my head around it. Like, I kid y'all not, I got a delivery the other day, and so they told me to come pick it up. I went downstairs, and it was flowers in a balloon that said, congrats. And I thought so hard on why someone would give me flowers and why someone was telling me congratulations. Like, I was confused. It was to the point to where I checked the address and the name because I'm like, clearly they got something wrong. It wasn't until I opened the card and read it that I understood. It was for my parents. I understood that this was my last days of college and they were just saying they were so proud of me and so thankful that God guided me and got me to this point. But it wasn't until that day and that point in time that I realized, like, girl, you're literally done with college. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, we're just gonna get into this episode because I just can't. But I have so much to say. It's so much on my mind and so much that I want to get off my chest. So let's just get into it. First off, I feel like it was yesterday that I was moving into my freshman dorm. And I was just so excited and so geeked to meet new people and get this college experience and have a fresh academic start and work towards my goals and aspirations. I was so excited about like what these next years would bring. So determined, so passionate. I don't even know. Just so, like, innocent, in a sense. And here I am 3.5 years later, leaving after doing exactly what I said I was going to do, after doing exactly what I wanted to do and what I prayed for. And might I add, I am so, so, so glad that I am not leaving college the same way I arrived. Like, I think that's the part right there. I've grown and just changed. Like, life changes you. God molds you. And it's just, I'm so content at this point because looking back, I see how every situation, every circumstance, the good and the bad, was always working in my favor. Literally. If it had not been for that letter grade, I would not have learned how to see myself and value myself as more than a student. You see what I'm saying? Like, if it had not been for the rejection letter, I would have never learned the lesson of relying and trusting in God's plan for my life. If it had not been for the loss of relationships, I would have never learned the importance of prioritizing my relationship with God. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, in the moment, it felt so hard. And it was hard. In the moment, it felt so heavy. And it was hard to see the benefit of it. But then you get to the end and you look back over all of these situations and all of these moments that you considered negative, and you see how they turned out to be positive. Knowing what I know now, seeing what I see now, feeling how I feel now, I would not go back and change a thing. And I know that sounds so cliche, but I mean it with every bone in my body. I would not change a single thing about my experiences here in college. And the crazy thing is, it didn't even go my way. You know what I mean? Like, everything that I planned for did not come to pass. And I'm still saying I wouldn't have it any other way. And I feel like that's just a testament within itself that God's plan will always prevail and his plan is always what's best. I think that's the main thing college has taught me. Even going into this next chapter of seeking acceptances into medical schools, my prayer has been and remained, God, put me where you want me to be. Because for so long, I planned, I'm going here, in this state, and in this city, and that just is what it is. I'm putting all my eggs in this basket. And I just, like, that was me when I came to college. That was me up until about a few months ago, to be honest. And now my prayer is, Lord, where do you want me? Where do I need to be? Because I realized that Xavier was where I needed to be. And that's the reason why everything worked out for my good in the end. Another thing that I've been just overwhelmed with is gratitude. Gratitude for every single individual that I've met along this route, every experience that I've gained. I mean, literally all of it. I realized that towards the end, I was becoming somewhat like drained and tired of studying, and you know that senioritis was kicking in. So there were times when I had to pause and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for a functioning brain. I think we just look past some of these things. There are people out here who are brain dead. That is a real thing. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to receive a higher education. The same exact thing that my ancestors cried over, fought over, died over, the same thing that people are still lacking to this day, I get to experience. I get the opportunity to pursue. You see what I'm saying? Like, thank you, God, for the aspirations and the desires and the goals that you implanted within me. There are people content with sitting on their couch. There are people content with not chasing their dreams, not pursuing a bigger purpose. Yet you put this fire in me. You put this motivation in me. Thank you. We don't realize how deep this stuff goes. You know what I mean? Like, stress is the superficial layer, but it goes so much deeper than that. And when you dig, you have no choice but to be grateful. Aside from gratitude, I'm also feeling a lot more mature. Simply because of what I'm walking away from college with. I've gained so many lessons. College has clocked my TU real bad. Really bad. On so many different occasions. I've learned how to treat people. I've learned how to treat myself. I've learned how to carry myself and maintain my character no matter what. And that was a hard one. We could talk about that. That was a hard one. Because the amount of power and control we allow others and situations to have over us is ridiculous. And this is coming from a person who always felt the need to respond. And then I started thinking, what are you responding for? Like, what are you getting out of that response? And when you really dig up why you need to respond so bad, it's always a selfish reason. It's always to satisfy your own desires. And once you realize that certain situations serve a purpose that's so much bigger than you, then you won't feel the need to respond to everything. Because you start looking at the bigger picture. What did that person teach me? What did that circumstance teach me? What was the lesson? What was the tools gained? And then when you get that, when you acknowledge those things, you keep moving forward so that they can be applied appropriately to your next stage of life. I think also a part of me that is just kind of thrown off at the fact that I'm done with college is because as a student, and I'm sure most of y'all can relate, we're always looking for the next thing. You know what I mean? Like, you get one grade and you're like, okay, I gotta study for the next. You get one internship and it's like, okay, what am I doing next? Like, it's just always something else to focus on, always something else to pursue. And I feel like this is the first time at this stage of my life where I've reached the end of a race and I have somewhat of a break before the next race begins, if that makes sense. Like, I have time to reflect and I have time to breathe and be still, you know? And I'm not used to that. And I think that's why it feels weird and confusing. But I'm trying to kind of push myself and force myself to sit in that uncomfortable area because it's deserved. You know, everybody needs that break and everybody needs a moment to pat themselves on the back. Like, do y'all not realize how far you've come? And that's what I have to tell myself, like, girl, do you not realize you just finished college as a pre-med student in 3.5 years? Not only did you finish it, but you need to be telling yourself job well done. Because Lord knows it was not easy. Far from it. Far, far from it. And now look at you. In the exact same place that you were just praying to be in. That's my new goal from here on out, is to be intentional. Because I realize it's so easy to go through the motions of life. But when you're intentional, you start realizing that you're standing in the middle of an answered prayer. There's been so many times throughout this college journey where I'm so focused on the next that I don't realize I prayed for the now. You see what I'm saying? Like, imagine how much weight would be lifted off of your shoulder and how much grace you'd give yourself and how much reassurance you'd be offering to yourself if you started focusing and acknowledging the now. Another really important lesson, I think this is my last one, but I learned that God is everything I need him to be. He don't just fit one category. College took me through so many different seasons. And in every single season, there was something I lacked. There was something I needed. And God was everything that I needed every single time. Like, if it was peace that I needed, He was exactly that. If it was a healer that I needed, He was that. If it was a teacher, a mentor that I needed, He was that. Like, everything I need. If it was a friend I needed, He was that. Everything I needed, He was. I'm carrying that with me. Throughout all of life stages, I'm carrying that with me. It was college that taught me that. It was college that introduced me to that. And it's because of college that I will now use that advantage, that benefit, that relationship. Because it's no greater feeling than knowing that you will never lack. I think that's all. I think this is why I mess with y'all. This is why I love this podcast. I don't care if one person is listening. Just to get this off of my chest, just to reflect on my growth in this journey, I don't know, it just does something for me. It's a release every single time. But I hope that whoever is listening also gained some motivation, hopefully some inspiration, some reassurance, and just encouragement to keep going and just to pursue with purpose. You know, whatever you're pursuing in life, do it with purpose, do it with gratitude, do it with intention. But okay, y'all, that is wraps. I'm just gonna go sit and think about the fact that I'm a college graduate. That's it, that's all. Thank y'all so much for listening to this podcast episode. I cannot wait to record another one for y'all. But until then, I'll talk to y'all later. Take care. Bye, y'all.